Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I'm so excited on this evening just to be back on our radio broadcast, and we thank and give God all praise and glory on today. I just want to call our worship to order now. We're going to start off with our call of worship, and then we're going to go right now on into our devotion on this evening. I'm going to read a scripture, maybe have another song and pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen, amen. We're going to get ready for our scripture reading. Just 1 second. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 109. Hold not thy peace, O God, of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are open against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compass me about also with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. For my love, they are my adversaries. But I give myself unto prayer, and they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Set thou a wicked man over him, and let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayers be sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife be a widow. Let the extortioner catch all that he has, and let the stranger spoil his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy unto him, neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. I have just read you from Psalms 109, from the first verse down to the 12th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, the most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Now we have a hymn.
I would that you would bless your voices and join in with me to help me to sing one of the old 100 of the Dr. Watts. Some of you perhaps are too young to remember, but such of us, you can remember, I love the Lord. You heard my cry. Yeah.
Father, I come this evening humbly before your throne of grace today, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come this evening, Father, asking you now if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Lord, we ask your forgiveness today. We ask you today to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit, Father. If there is anything in there that should not be, Lord, we ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord, to create in us a clean heart today, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on today. Father, we come right now, first of all, Lord, asking you to bind up the strong man on today. Bind the strong man in our lives today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bind up every negative thing, Lord, every negative thought, every evil and wicked thing, every evil and wicked thought, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every demonic thing, Father, every demonic thought, in the name of Jesus. We asking you to bind it up and ship it out back to the pits of hell where it comes from in the name of Jesus. Lord, I come on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to bless our worship service today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I come today, Father, asking you to bless our worship service on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We can't do nothing, Lord, without you. So we asking you today, take over it, Lord, and take control of our worship service in the name of Jesus. Take over today, Lord, and take control of in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I come right now asking you to let me decrease 100%, that the Holy Ghost may increase 100% and take control in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now to bless the praise and worship and bless it right now, Lord. Bless the testimony part of the service in the name of Jesus. Bless your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to bless the altar call and the benediction. In the name of Jesus, bless everyone, Lord, under the sound of my voice today. In the name of Jesus, everyone on the radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, everyone in radio land. Oh, Lord, I'm asking you right now, Lord, to cover them and their families in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Father, to take over now. Take control over this worship, in the name of Jesus. Just take over today, Lord, and take control over him in the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory today. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give God all praise. We give him praise today. We give God the praise today, and we give him glory. That was our devotion. We kind of look behind, but it's all right, because I know God is doing what he does. And when he do it best. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to go on our testimony. Yeah. We're going to get ready to go on our testimony of service now. You know, God is so good, and his mercy endures forever. He's not slack on anything, none of his promises that he made us. So, you know, I just thank and praise God. I just testify right now. I thank and praise God for his goodness. I thank and praise him, hallelujah, for his greatness in my life. I thank and praise God for what he does in all of our lives. Lord, I thank you today. I give God such reverence and such praise and such honor. Nobody is due the honor and praise and respect and reverence as God is, because he is the Father of us all. And I thank him on today. I just thank and praise God today, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. I give God the praise for watching over us all night last night. And early this morning, God woke me up, hallelujah, around about 4:30, quarter to 5, and told me to get up and go in that prayer room this morning. And I thank and praise him today. He is good, and his mercy endures forever. He didn't have to wake me up. I could have slept right on through to my death. But God woke me up this morning, hallelujah. He woke me up. And I thank him. He's been waking me up for 61 years. And I thank him every day. Do you know how many days that is? That's a lot of days. Hallelujah. That he didn't have to wake me up. And he did. And I thank God. I thank God for his righteousness. I thank God for loving us. I thank God for his grace and his mercy. I thank God for everything. I thank God that I have a sound mind. I thank God that I got the activities of my limbs. I thank God, hallelujah, that I have eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to praise him with. I just thank God today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good, and I love him. I love God today. Hallelujah. I love God today. I thank God today. He is an awesome God. Do we have any more testimonies today? Well, I know God is good, huh? He is good, and his mercy endures forever. I thank God for blessing my husband. I thank him for starting him on this way today. You know, God is good. He's making one step every day. He's progressing in the things of God, and he is taking extra steps. God is blessing him. He's not as bad as he was. God is blessing him. I thank God for it. He's standing up better. He's doing a whole lot of things better. So I'm thanking God for whatever he do. I thank God for it. I sure do. So I'm not going to prolong the testimony. Seriously, I just wanted to give God some praise and some worship and give him some props, because he do all props. I thank God today. I thank God for my children, my grandchildren, my great-grand. I just thank God for my in-laws. I thank God for everything. I thank God that he allowed me to pray for the people of God. I have so much to thank God for. So I don't want to, hey, God is good. That's all I got to say. God is good. And you that's in radio land, every one of you should have a testimony. But I thank God today that you just on here. I just thank God on today. Amen. We're going to get ready to close our testimony and service. We're going to go into our praise and worship. I'm trying something new. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to do it. Trying some new praise and worship songs. And I don't know about them, but I'm going to do it. Amen. Praise and worship. For a few minutes. Amen, amen. That was good, and I was just taking a chance with it because I didn't know how it sounded or anything. But I thank and praise God. Anything that's uplifting the Lord is a sweet sound to his ear and mine. So we're going to get ready to go into the Word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come now humbly before your throne of grace, Lord. Hallelujah. Asking you now, hallelujah, to forgive us for anything we didn't ask you to forgive us for, Lord. Just forgive us for everything that we committed, every sin we committed against you, Lord. Lord, I lay my will down now, Father. I know nothing of myself, Lord. And I just ask you now to bind up anything that try to come against our radio broadcast. I ask you to bind up every demon on assignment, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let him know that his assignment is being canceled in the name of Jesus. See, by every power and authority that you've given me, I ask you now, hallelujah, and I bind up every demon on assignment now in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. It's off limits to you, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you now, hallelujah, to let Deborah decrease 100%, that the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost will increase 100%. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, anything that try to come against us now, I ask you to bind the strong man now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We pray and we ask everything in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 We thank and praise God for today. And I give God all the praise for today and glory. You know, that's what we're talking about. Forgive us our debtors. We forgive our debtors. And I never did get to what I had written down, and it's okay. But I'm just going to talk about that a little bit, and we're going to go on to lead us not into temptation. But on last week, it was forgive our debtors, our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And, you know, forgiveness is something that we must do. It's something we have to do. We can't get by without forgiving. We can't make it without forgiving. We can't live, we can't pray and ask God for anything if we have unforgiveness in our heart. So that was the most important part of the word last week that we heard, because God was wanting us to know that we have to forgive. And believe me, I'm just right there in that, because, you know, ever since the Lord spoke on it, the Holy Spirit revealed some things last week, and, you know, some people been coming to my mind. And so, you know, and it's bad as I really hate to call them, because myself don't want to call, but my spirit says yes. And so I must contact them, whether they try to, you know, want to talk to me or not. You have to make your choice. You have to at least try it. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to make that call. Just, I have to be led when to do it, because it's a time to do anything. And you have to be led by God when to do things like that. And you don't have to say a whole lot. I'm not going to say a whole lot. I'm going to call and see if I've done anything or said anything. I'm asking your forgiveness. I even did my sister-in-law like that. Hey, call her. I can't have that on me. You know, I can't have it in my heart, because I pray for too many people. So, you know, and it's a distraction, even though you don't sit up and just be thinking about that all the time. But you want your prayers to be answered. When they go up before God, you want them to be answered. When you pray, you want to be in God's will. And any time You got unforgiveness in your heart. And you ain't let that thing go. You're not in God's will. So even I was praying about it even on yesterday, even with our health, when you have unforgiveness and you have bitterness, it opens the door for health problems, you know, all kind of unhealthy things. And sometimes, you know, we have the tendency a lot of times to be more conscious of the wrong somebody else does to us than the wrong we've done to our brother or sister. And so we got to get past that thing. Oh, well, he, you know, he the one said this and that. My brother came all the way to Michigan, and I called him every day and wouldn't let me see him. And I was, you know, that day I said, well, I ain't stuck, man. I'm not going to do this. I'm not. And, honey, let me tell you something. The Lord said, every time you go to Illinois, St. Louis, you don't go to his house. You don't even call him. I had to get that thing straight with God. See, and it probably wasn't even none of him. But I had to get it straight in my heart because it hurt. It hurt. Because I was studying college, let me take y'all out to eat. Let me do this. Let me do that. She didn't want to fool with me. And then the day before they was getting ready to leave, he called. And I didn't answer. I didn't answer because the Lord had let me see that it was not him. It was her. But I still say, you know, in my heart I was feeling some kind of way. And he was saying, no. Because I was saying, see, he could have did something. No. I'm looking at what he did to me and what they did to me. Forgetting about every chance I go home, I don't never go to his house. Never. Tried to go there one time, and that was it. So I had to just repent and get that stuff out of my heart. Okay, Lord. That's the way it is, because that's how we feel. That's exactly how we feel. So I thank and praise God that he allowed me to be able to hear him and hear him clearly. You know, we take such offense. We be offended. I was very offended. Very offended. But I had to get past that stuff. Had to get past it. Because I'm looking at the wrong that they did to me. And it hurt it. I was so excited when he was here in Michigan. And I was starting to say, let me take you out to eat. Let me do this. Let me do that. Mm-mm. Okay, I'll call you back. Okay, I call. No. But it was okay. It was okay. And God made it right with my heart. After I saw what the Lord was talking about, I said, oh, no. You go home every 2 or 3 months, and you'll never call him. You'll never go by his house. You'll never try to get in contact with him. I did it one time back in the summer. That's it. So it was partly a lot of my fault. And I just have to be honest and frank with myself. And I confess and I repent and ask God to forgive me because I was wrong. I was wrong. Some people have that self-pity stuff. And well, I don't care. And if I was just not known, it's a fact. And we have to accept it and move on, because we don't want any doors open. We don't want any bitter root or nothing in our spirit. We don't want none of that. And then that self-pity, it'll take root in your spirit. We definitely don't want that, because it comes with depression, as an because it's like somebody offended you. It, that stuff comes with depression, oppression, stuff you're just sitting around thinking about what they should have did and what their kids not. We buying that stuff in the name of Jesus. Then we start finding fault. Like I was saying, I was really upset and I was hurt. And then it was like, okay, I'm through with him. He didn't came my way here, I'm through with him. Had to let it go. Unforgiveness is dangerous. It's dangerous. It's emotionally unhealthy for us to have unforgiveness in our heart because it could go against our health. I had another example. I had a friend when I gave my daughter the baby shower, Ruby, and I called her and I invited her to the baby shower. And she said, okay, call me, let me know what day. So I called her. She said, I'm sorry, I'm busy. That hurted me. That hurted me. She said, you send me her address, I'll send her something. And I got off the phone. I said, she don't need that stuff. You know, I'm just, you know. But I was wrong. Thing happened in her family and stuff. She called me, and I never could leave Michigan and come. But if I was at home, I would have went. But I couldn't just jump up and go when things happened there. So she just felt like, okay, I'm not, it's not. So I didn't bother to give her the address. But I was wrong. Because I should have been supporting her in things. And then she would have supported me. But I see, I have to not. That's why I say unforgiveness, it's terrible. You know, and I'm not saying I still have it in my heart because I don't. But it came right up. You not coming. Why? You know, this is what I'm saying to myself. But when the Spirit of the Lord started speaking with me, he was letting me know every time something happened in her family, she called you. You never can come. Now, you calling her to come? You can't be like that. It don't work like that. God wouldn't have you to be like that. See, we trying to get our spirit man right. It's already hard. We already have to fast and pray all the time. We already have to lay on our faces and stay in the face of God all the time. All the things that's necessary. But when we let unnecessary stuff get in our spirit, we have to work that much harder. We have to do things much more. And this stuff, we can just say, oh, okay. But I'm learning, and I've learned to just let it go. Love them anyway. Let it go. When you wrong, confess it to the Lord. I'm wrong, Lord. When God showed me I was wrong, I said, okay, Father, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have did this. Or I shouldn't even been thinking like that. Or I shouldn't have said this. We got to know that because I'm telling you something. It's so easy to get distracted off of little bitty stuff and mess your whole thing up with the Lord. It's so easy. It's easy to hold stuff in. It's easy. I used to think that I had forgiven my ex-husband. For a long time, I thought. But for a long time, I was study talking about what he used to do to me. Now, I don't even mention him because it's gone. But before, I don't think it was. Because every time you look up, yeah, he used to do me like that, and so on, so on, so on. Evidently, it wasn't gone. But it's gone now. It's gone now, and I'm praying for him. I'm praying for him. you know, because I don't wish nothing bad on my enemy. So I don't want anything, you know, like that. I'm just trying to keep myself in the will of God. I'm just trying to keep myself on point and not let these distractions overcome or overtake me, because it's so easily done. You can be, and I'm telling you, somebody call me, and you can think, hey, I'm a pastor because I ain't going to do that kind of stuff. Soon somebody call you with some, well, girl, you know she shouldn't have did that. And he said, Learn to be quiet. That's what the Spirit told me. Learn to keep your mouth closed. Stop accusing people. Forgive. Love your enemies. Love those that say all men are evil against you. Love them. Ask God to forgive them, because they're not where you are. But they getting there, and God probably working on them just like he had to work on me. We all on the potter's wheel. Nobody made it yet. So we got to forgive. I'm telling you, it's some people holding stuff in their heart and their head for so long, they forgot what they was upset about and mad about. They forgot. It's been in their heart so long. It's pitiful. They had a grudge since we was kids. They probably got all kind of sickness in the body for unforgiveness, because God don't play about that. He do not play about unforgiveness. You can't do nothing with God with unforgiveness in your heart. Nothing. We suffer. Whoever got it will suffer from spiritual ill health. I'm telling you, it's not good for you. It's not good for me. And the truth is the light. I want God to tell me when it's wrong, when I'm wrong. I want him to show me. See, when you was here, you didn't do it. Now you're expecting him to do this. I understand way better than I used to. People don't have to be nice. They don't have to do anything for you. God don't have to. But I thank God today that he looked beyond my faults and see my needs. I thank God today that regardless of how I do things, he still loves me in spite of all this mess that he got to clean up in my heart and in my spirit, man. He still loves me in spite of how messed up I am. All this stuff in my spirit. That's why we have to fast, me. That's why I have to fast so much and pray 2, 3, 4 hours. I need to, because soon as you stop fasting and praying, soon as you stop studying that word, the enemy gonna attack. And he ain't always trying to attack and hurt your body. He's trying to attack and hurt your mind and your spirit, man, and have you do something stupid or say something stupid or hold something against somebody that shouldn't be held. We got to stop it. And I'm first. I'm talking to myself first. Oh, I've been through some things. He done had to learn and teach me some things because I was accusing people of everything. I had to stop. I learned from the best, Jesus, the Holy Ghost. had to stop gossiping, had to stop all that kind of stuff. Soon somebody, the devil sent somebody to you. Girl, you hear about so-and-so? Better tell them. No, I ain't hear about them, and I don't care to hear about them. I don't want to know. Pray for them. Or you can tell me so I can go and pray for them. That's old stuff right there. That's stuff what I used to do. Because God loved them just like he loved me. Even though they didn't do me right, even though this and that, I ain't nobody. Look what they did to Jesus Christ. Look what they did to all those apostles in the Word of God. A lot of them died because of suffering for Jesus, for the gospel. And I am no better, not nearly. But we have to have forgiveness. Oh, girl, I can't forgive that. They went too far this time. When I tell you I feel sorry for people like that, I feel sorry for them. I used to be that. But I thank God today that he changed me. He transformed my mind. He changed me. I thank God for the change, the shift in my life. Even to our president-elect. As bad as I wanted Hillary to win, God gave us who he wanted. He allowed what he wanted to allow. And we got to not talk about him, but pray for him. Those that have rule over us. I pray for him every day. The Congress, the senators, the representatives. I pray for him. Police have rule over us. Sometimes it don't be right. It don't be right, but we still got to pray for them. And not pray bad prayers, but pray the prayer for if you was praying for your uncle or your brother or something, pray for them and mean it. Because God knows what's in our heart. He looks at the heart. He don't just hear what you're saying. He look at that heart to see the motive in it. That's how we'll be judged at the throne. We'll be judged by the motives in our heart. But I thank God that I found that out. And the thing we got to do is stay close to the Lord and stay listening to him, because God will lead us. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide us. I don't care what it is. The Holy Spirit will do it, will lead us and guide us the way we need to go. He will. The things we need to say to people, when we need to say it. That's why I was saying, I want to call my sister. I ain't going to call her to the Holy Spirit. When he tell me to do it, I'm going to die just as quickly as he said. But he know the time. He know the best time to do this. Because I want to be in the will of God. I want my prayers to continually be answered by God. So I have to do things maybe that's uncomfortable. So what? Jesus was uncomfortable on the cross. My Redeemer, my Savior, was uncomfortable on the cross. He was uncomfortable walking down that long, winding road to Calvary, to the Golgotha Hill. He was uncomfortable when they nailed nails in his hand and his feet. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Now, he went through all that suffering turn around and ask God to forgive them. We got to get it right. He left his word for us to live by. Our life, he left it for us to live by. Example. Well, I forgave her last week. That's all. Forgive her again. 77 times. 77 times. 77 times a day. We got to do it. If we want good health, if we want to be in good standing with God, if we want to be in his will, we got to do it. We got to do it. We got to forgive. And I thank and praise God, hallelujah, that he's opened some doors and opened our minds up where we know that we got to do this no matter what. We can't hold nothing in our heart and think God's going to answer our prayers because he won't. He won't do it. So many people, and they could, and then Satan have them coming up against you, and especially those that's close to you, especially those that know how to get up under your skin. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Because if we don't forgive our debtors, and God that forgave us, what you think he going to do? See, we have to, because God feed us every day. He clothed us every day. He blow his breath in our body every day. He allow us to breathe his air every day. He can cut us out any day for being disobedient. Any day. But he keep right on. Keep us right here. Feed us, clothe us, heal us, deliver us, whatever it is, he do it. And we shouldn't go even to sleep with stuff in our hearts and unforgiveness and all that kind of mess. We, you know, when I was young, I used to do that. Fight all night or all day and then go to bed mad. Mm-mm. With that unforgiveness in your heart, you can't do that. Mm-mm. That's not good. And this is for health reasons, the health of our souls. We need to be in line with the Word of God. We need to be in line. Because when we don't forgive, we out of line. We out of his will. This is for our own sake. Forgiveness is not a trick, it's a miracle. And only God, see, because we got this flesh warring against the spirit. And the spirit won against the flesh. So we got to have God to help us a lot of times. Even when Jesus said, love your enemies. And I used to sit up and wonder, how would you have us to love our enemies? How can I do it, Lord? That's what I was asking him. How can I love my enemies? Me. He said, it's not with your love, but it's with Christ's love. It's with my love. Because you wouldn't take your love and love them, but you could take my love, the love of Christ, and love your enemies, the love that God Christ will put in you. You love your enemies with that, because I wouldn't even hardly try with this fleshy love or whatever that God is in place and built me with. But if I take the love of Christ and love my enemies, they would be loved the right way. The right way. I thank and praise God for even opening my understanding to that. Because I was saying, why would he tell me to love my enemies? How can I do it? But not with my love, with the love of Christ. It constrained us to do it. That's what it does. So I thank and praise God that he's blessed us to be able to learn a little bit of our prayer on forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors, because that's some kind of petition. That's the fifth petition. It's the fifth petition in the Lord's Prayer. Next, lead us not into temptation. That's Sunday. Lead us not into temptation. And you know God don't tempt man to do nothing. So I know that's our own fleshly lust. God don't tempt us. Mm-mm. Temptation comes from the devil. Mm-hmm. So next Sunday, by the grace of God, we'll be on that. But I just thank and praise God for the prayer of forgiveness, a prayer for forgiveness, because we need to be able to forgive. So I thank and praise God for his word. I just want to open up the doors of the church if there is anyone that's in radio land, on our radio broadcast, that want to join the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, or just join the Universal Church. This is your finest hour. Mm-hmm. There's still room at the cross for you. If you would want to join, you can come to Jesus now. You have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Give him your heart. Amen. The doors of the church is open. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Come while you have a chance, because the doors are not going to always be open. Amen, amen. We thank and praise God for all of you, all of our radio listeners in radio land, and you that's on our radio broadcast. We thank and praise God for you this evening. And I've really been thinking about that teaching and it has really helped me over this week, just thinking about it. It's just a blessing. And you know, the Lord was bringing about back this person, that person, this person, that person. And I said, well, okay, Lord, you just let me know when to call them and when what to say and when to say it and how to say it. And I would do it, because I don't have no shame, no shame, no, I'm going to do it just as sure as he allowed me to live. And I'm so grateful for it today. But anyway, I'm not going to prolong the hour. It's a good time. And I just thank and praise God for his word. I thank and praise God for each one of you. God is doing some things, and he's going to do even more. You know, I thank and praise you all for calling me and praying for me, the ones that's been calling me, praying with me and stuff. I thank and praise God for you. I thank you for thinking about me and praying for me. I just want to say I love you and God love you. So we're getting ready to close out. Father, we just thank you now. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. I thank you for the Holy Ghost today. I thank you for your anointing today, Lord. I thank you for the shift in my life, Father. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for our worship service. We thank you for being right here in the midst. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Everyone in radio land, Lord, bless them and their family. I ask you to cover them right now. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask it all. Amen and thank God. You all are dismissed. God loves you and I love you too. You all have a rest of the evening, a blessed evening. God bless you and I love you. Amen.